Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and I'm here with my randy wife, Carmen.
Hi.
I am so nice to you.
Why?
My choices for adjectives this week were either randy or belligerent.
Aw.
I know.
You have to explain both.
Well, Randy's pretty self-explanatory. You've been hornier than hell lately.
You're welcome.
Ever since you drank that Mama Joanna.
Who blame that?
Yeah.
It's got residual effects.
I was saying belligerent because, like, right after we got off the air last week, you started yelling at me. You didn't talk about what you're wearing or what you're drinking. Like, I'm sorry.
What were you wearing, honey?
Absolutely nothing.
What were you drinking, honey?
What was I drinking?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but you yelled at me for it.
No, I just remember you not saying that you were naked, coming off your naked vacation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went through a little shift over here in good old Illinois. Last week when we recorded the show, it was averaging 80 degrees during the day. It was absolutely gorgeous all last week when we got back. This week, it's 50.
It's cold. And so, windy and raining, and it snowed on Sunday.
Needless to say, I am not sitting here naked tonight. I have got a sweatshirt on.
Right?
Because winter is back, apparently. It's what we deal with here in Illinois. It'll be beautiful on one day, and the next day it'll snow.
It's winter part 1 7 billion.
Yeah. So, guys, welcome to part 2 of our review of Michis Grand. Temptation Grand, Michis. Get the name right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Got a little resort dyslexia going on.
So last time you kind of heard our opening comments, you know, we recorded on the second day that we were there, and we ran you through a lot of the resort details. I thought tonight, before we get to the part that we actually recorded next, which was up in the jacuzzi lounge, we took the show on the road and went up to the naked area, so that was a lot of fun. But before we get to that, I thought, you know, what's the most important part of any lifestyle / nude resort? The water areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought let's dive in depth in those a little bit.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. So we can give the listeners a real idea and feel for what each of those areas looked like. Start with the beach, I guess.
I thought it was gorgeous.
The beach itself is absolutely beautiful. The sand is super fine. Hardly any rocks. We did see a real lack of seashells, though. There wasn't a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
Great for walking on, sitting on, just a beautiful, beautiful beach. And it goes forever. I mean, the distance between the resort and the water that's all beach is, I don't know, 300 yards maybe?
Oh, I would say that.
At least.
At least.
So when you enter the beach from Grand, you cross this little wooden bridge, which goes over a little stream that empties into the ocean. And right on the other side of the bridge, there's I'd call it kind of a secluded area. It's beach. It's
like
all sand.
Oasis.
It is. And it's all, they've got vegetation in front of it between this area and the water, so you can't see it from the public beach. And it's kind of just this nice little secluded area.
There's trees in there, so you can have shade, you can have sun. There are some beach beds in there.
Was there any actual beds, or was it just loungers?
Oh, I'm sorry, loungers.
Yeah, there was a lot of loungers in there. There is a swing set, which we got some awesome pictures on.
Mm-hmm.
Just two swings on rope hanging from a log contraption. It's kind of cool. That's also where they do have a beach bar there. It's not a full bar. I don't know exactly all what they have. I know they have Mambo Joanna because we did a shot with them. But so you can get some drinks out there. And also they have beach towels at that beach bar. Mm-hmm. So if you did want to lay in one of the loungers or something or one of the beds out on the beach, you could grab a towel there. Beyond that, you walk out through a little entryway, through the shrubs, and there's the actual beach then. On the grand side, as far as amenities, I was disappointed. We're used to RM or Pearl where there's beach beds forever and loungers, and you can go out there and there's all kinds of people hanging around. They had, three beach beds and maybe four or five loungers. And that was it.
There were no loungers outside of the...
Yeah, people were dragging them out
there. Yeah, you can drag them out there. Or, the people that are in that area, the employees, they will help you bring them down to the beach.
So I don't know if the thinking on that was, well, you can't be naked on the beach, so we're not really going to promote that area or what. But if you want to hang at the beach, you better get there early. Actually, I wouldn't even say that. Right now, we walked out there, and even though there were only three beach beds, we could have had one pretty much any time.
Maybe. They all said reserved.
Yeah, they had reserved signs on them, but mm-hmm. I never saw people in them.
I never saw people in them, but they were all reserved. But that's not to say that you can't go down to the Temptation side.
Yeah, the Temptation side seems much more active. They had actually volleyball games going on the beach, and there's a lot more beds and loungers. We never did go down there. We talked about it a few times, but ended up doing other stuff. So if you did want to spend some beach time, probably wander down there if you want to be around people. If you want to be by yourself, stay at Grand.
Because mm-hmm, for sure.
It was pretty desolate. But other than that, the beach itself, as we mentioned, absolutely gorgeous. If you
we stood in the surf for a long time.
We did. We spent a lot of time in the water. You guys heard on the last show, we did a little naked swimming and snorkeling and had some fun out there. But if you walk to the, I believe it's the east, you can go for miles, and there's nothing over there. We saw one little, looked like maybe an Airbnb. I'm not sure if it was a residence or not. Or if it was just a vacation rental.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
And that was pretty much it on that side of the beach as long as we walked. And we walked quite a few miles up that way. Very isolated. A great walk. Just be careful because they do drive vehicles on the beach down there. So every once in a while a motorcycle would zip by you or a car.
Apparently you could be naked down there.
Yeah. And I'll get to that. I guess I'll address that. The rule is you cannot be naked, you cannot be topless on the beach at Grand. We saw lots of rule breakers,
mm-hmm.
including us.
And only in the water, though.
For us, yes. There were other rule breakers that we saw topless women walking up and down the beach all the time.
And laying out on the beach.
Yeah, and laying out, and I didn't see anybody say anything to them, so... I don't know if they're just turning a blind eye at this point, but that seems to be what's happening.
Yeah.
If you go in the other direction, if you go west on the beach, that's where Temptation is. So if you go past Temptation, I don't know, a few hundred yards past there.
Oh, it's a mile.
Down to that little village thing? Okay, so a mile, sorry. Mile past there. There's this little, I don't know how to describe it. There's another resort type place, but it's not a resort like you're thinking of. It's a smaller, almost like a Dominican family resort kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little restaurante, and I think I saw some tennis courts back there, but it's pretty small, and there's a thatched roof and everything. It's this kind of cute little place, but lined up right in front of that, all these food trucks and food booths, I guess I'd call them.
And I actually think that's the backside of Meech's. The town Meech's.
Oh, maybe it is. It might be, yeah.
I actually think it is.
Because that's where the beach access is as well for the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they were getting on and off the beach. But I don't know. There was probably half a dozen, maybe 10 vendors there selling food. We did talk to some people that partook in that and said the food was fantastic. We also talked to another couple that said they went in the kitchen and would never eat there. You're going to get some true local fare if you wander down that way. We did not. We actually talked about doing it one day. One of our employees at the resort had a day off, and he was talking about taking us down there because nobody in that area speaks English.
Right.
So if you're not Spanish speaking, you might have a tough time ordering food.
The day that we were gonna go, it was still raining pretty heavy.
Yeah, it was downpouring. We didn't want to walk down there, so
yeah,
we did not make it down for that. But it's kind of a cool little area. One day we did walk down there. We were approached by a guy. We were way down on the beach, and you know, almost in the surf. And he came out from the cantinas that are there, and kind of gave us the daily specials and tried to get us to come in, but we weren't. It wasn't anywhere near a meal time at that mm-hmm. point, so we just kept walking. But I seemed safe. I don't know.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was neat to see. So that's kind of the beach. Anything else you want to add about that?
I don't think so.
So if you move on from the beach, the next thing you would run into, of course, are the pools. Let's start with our least amount of experience, the Temptation Pools. There are two over there. One's called the Quiet Pool. We never got in it.
It looks like urine.
It is painted this wonderful color of pea yellow for whatever reason. The water was cool. It wasn't warm. And when we were there, there was nobody in that pool.
There was nobody around that pool.
Yeah, there wasn't even anybody sitting around it. So we didn't spend much time there. They do have a really nice bar at that pool.
Yeah. We visited there. The bar.
Yeah, because it's on the way to the beach and we stopped there for a cocktail. Yep. But yeah, didn't spend much time there. Then we went to the Temptation Main Pool. This pool is enormous.
Yeah.
And this is the one you'll see in all the reviews. They did have to paint it black. Apparently when they put it in, there was the silhouette of a nude woman on the bottom. The government did not like that, so now the entire pool is painted black on the bottom. Some of the reviews you'll see, too, are correct. There was broken tile on the floor. You had to be careful where you stepped. You didn't want to, because it was sharp.
Yeah, just if you are walking through it, make sure you look down because, like you just said, it's black, but where the tiles are missing is white.
Yeah.
So you can clearly see the patches where the tiles are actually missing.
Yeah, and I understand they haven't fixed it yet. You know, you have to drain the entire pool to do that, so I'm sure they're waiting for a perfect moment to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when it's a little warmer, too, because I don't believe any of the pools are heated.
Right.
They're using the sun to heat them up. So if they get a little further into summer, it'll heat back up faster after they refill it. So temperature of that pool was chilly, but it wasn't unbearable by any means. Once you got in, it was fine. We spent a day over there hanging out. They do have a huge swim-up bar. Which was nice, and I never went to the swim-up side. I always got out and walked to the other side because they were never busy on the outside.
Oh, see, and I went up to the swim-up side.
Did you have to wait long for a drink?
Not really.
Yeah, I think they were doing a pretty good job of keeping people entertained and supplied with alcohol down there. The pool itself is, I don't even know how to, it's a free-form shape. It's not a kidney. It's just kind of strange. And there's all these little pools in the middle of it that look like hot tubs.
They are not.
They are just pool conversation areas where you could go and sit with a group and talk, but you're still in the chilly pool water. Many different levels. We should talk about that because...
Be careful.
Yes. The dark color of the black and some of the other tile was like a midnight blue. It is very difficult to see where there's steps up and down, where there's ledges. You know, I ran into the seating ledge, I don't know how many times because you can't see it. I would just hit my knees on that thing.
Or you would just fall off.
Yeah. If you were walking on that ledge and you wouldn't know where the end was, whee!
Yeah.
So... but it's kind of a neat, I mean, I can imagine before it was painted black, it was probably really beautiful.
It's loud.
So the sound system they have at the Temptation Pool is bigger than most stadium sound systems. Mm-hmm. This thing is enormous. You can't miss it. And they run it at high octane volume all day long. We struggled to have conversations with people. We were actually there to meet another couple and talk to them, and it was tough. It was difficult to have a conversation.
Yeah. Couldn't hear them without shouting.
They definitely promote the party atmosphere over there.
Mm-hmm.
There were games going on the bar and contests all pretty much the whole time we were over there. So they are definitely promoting the party. I don't know that I have anything else to add on that one.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Then the next pool would be, of course, Temptation Grand, which is where we spent quite a bit of time. The Grand Pool. Oh, and I should mention the Temptation Pool, too, is also topless. The Grand Pool is topless. Topless optional.
Right.
So we spent a lot of time at Grand. It's a smaller pool. Their sound system is a single speaker in the Playmaker's stand, I guess I'd call it.
Yeah.
They have their own little hut. And the pool itself is actually pretty nice. It's about 4 feet deep all around. You know, it's just a standing pool. Wasn't too deep for you. You've been in some that have been way too deep just to stand in.
It didn't even really come up to my boobs.
Yeah. Yep.
So I wouldn't say that's 4 feet.
You don't think so? Yeah.
No.
Maybe 3.5, somewhere in that range. So.
It's small. Not small. It's smaller.
I would say it's probably about the same size as the pool at RM. The pool at RM is the old pool.
Yeah, maybe a little bit smaller, but it's the size that you can... You still feel like you are part of a group. It's not like everybody is so spread out and disjointed.
And that's one of the things we've always said about RM versus Pearl. The RM pool forces people to be together. It's that size, and when you have that many people, it forces conversations, it forces interaction. Whereas at Pearl, it's a little more spread out. They've got that whole quiet end. It's a much bigger pool. You don't get that natural... Oh, sorry, I bumped into you.
Or I'm walking by you. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have to walk. I mean, you can't walk a wide
berth.
Yeah. So we spent a lot of time there. We played volleyball.
Yeah, they had volleyball games going pretty much every day. They did a foam party on Friday. You guys will hear a little more about that later in the show. They did games and contests on and off. But it wasn't overbearing, and the music wasn't overbearing.
And the one time that it did get overbearing?
Carmen got mad at me.
Yeah, I didn't want you to say anything.
So Nay is he was like the head playmaker, and he was my buddy. He talked to me all week long and remembered my name every time he saw me. Gave me a big hug. So he was kind of running things, and the music got a little loud, and we were having to shout. So I just walked up to him and asked him to turn it down a little bit. And within seconds, they had turned it down. Nobody complained.
Right. Nope.
So you got mad that I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was everybody wanted it turned down. I just facilitated. Right. So I didn't see too much full nudity at the pool. There were a couple of people that tried it. I did see some security guys ask people to put suits back on. So they are being a little stricter on that down there. And it wasn't a big deal. They didn't kick anybody out or anything like that. They just asked them, hey, could you please put your suit back on?
Right. That's not allowed here.
Yeah. So around the pool, the lounge area, pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know that they have enough for when that place is at capacity. It's going to fill up quick, just like RM or Pearl does. You'll have to go down early to get a chair.
Right.
But it is a pretty big area. And then right off of the pool are all the restaurants, including the lunch buffet. So they've got a little outside seating area there with tables that had umbrellas and stuff. That's really nice because you're not removing yourself from the festivities to go have lunch. You just go in, grab your plate, and you can come right back out and sit right next to the pool and still enjoy everything that's going on out there.
Right. Upstairs in the hot tub. Mm. Well, it's not a hot tub.
Well, I mean, they call it a jacuzzi lounge. But so, yeah, the final water area we'll discuss is the upstairs. And that's, I don't know, I think it's bigger than RM's hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as big as Pearl's.
No, nothing's as big as Pearl's.
Yeah. The first day we were up there, so let me give you a little bit of the layout. There's the pool on one side. You've got a swim-up bar, and then that bar wraps around to a backside that's out of the water, and there's a whole big area back there that's got couches and tables and plenty of seating over there. And then around the pool itself, beach beds and loungers. So you've got a row of beds around the outside, and then in front of those, you've got a row of loungers all the way around.
Right.
So it's really kind of a neat layout. Again, they had a sound system up there. I didn't think it was overbearing at any time.
I don't think it got loud.
No, not at any time up there. This was the place that reminded me most of being at RM. Again, it was, I think a lot of people spent time up there because that is the true nude area. You can be naked up there.
And it opens at 11 a.m., so people would just go and spend their whole day up there.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to be nude.
And being a smaller area like that and being that populated, we had so many great conversations and meeting new people in that pool.
Right.
It just reminded me of that whole Desire feel. It was great up there.
I would agree with that. And it wasn't, they call it the jacuzzi. The times we were there, it was not incredibly hot. Like the first day we went up there, it was hot.
The very first day it was. And then it rained. Now you got to remember, this is all open. So these huge downpours that they get, that brought that temperature down quick, which is probably why they run it so hot this time of year, because they do get those downpours and they don't want it to get down to like 60 degrees and then nobody would get in. So,
right.
Yeah, when we were in there the rest of the week after that rain, it was comfortable. It was, we spent hours in there, met all kinds of great people, and the bartenders up there are fantastic. Entertainment, they don't allow the Playmakers to go up there.
Mm-mm.
Which is interesting, because obviously, you know, Playmakers in Cancun, they don't care.
Right.
But
you can't take food up there.
No, they don't allow food up there. So you do have to come downstairs if you want to eat, and you can't drag anything back upstairs. You got to eat it downstairs.
We tried.
I know. You got busted.
I did. Because we were just going to take our afternoon chips and guac up. Nope. Can't do it.
I know. And then you took off in my shirt.
Well, you'll hear about that because we talked about it.
I'm like, I need my shirt. So I think that covers all of the aquatic areas.
I think so.
Yeah. So I think next time, guys, there is going to be a part three to the show because we can't cram it all into two parts. We'll talk more about some of the entertainment venues, lobby bar and the disco and the area they do the show and the dance at night. So we'll get into that a little bit more. But right now we're going to shift over to the part that we actually recorded live at the Jacuzzi Lounge. I was telling you about that little area behind the bar where they've got couches and tables and stuff. We were actually sitting on, well, you three were sitting on one of the couches.
That was your choice.
I was sitting on a coffee table running everything in the middle of you guys.
We gave you pillows.
I did. I had a pillow. Two pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Still hurt my ass. So, yeah, we're going to hear all kinds of fun stuff, and I'm just going to let it fly.
All right.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien. Guess where we are, guys? Back at Miches in the Dominican Republic, coming to you actually from a different location this time. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
You're smiling.
I am smiling. It's been a good time.
You had a lot of fun?
So far, yeah.
We've slacked. We said we were going to do this every day. Of course, we didn't because, you know, alcohol, sex, fun got in the way.
Yeah, so last time we recorded was Monday. It is now Thursday. So we've had way fun. We've had some excursions in there and yeah, let's talk about our last few days.
Well, let's first set the stage here a little bit. You guys can probably hear a little bit of music in the background. We have moved out of the room. We're upstairs right now. This is what's called the Jacuzzi Lounge. This is the only true nude area of the entire resort. And when I say Jacuzzi Lounge, most people probably get a vision of a six-person hot tub with a bar. And yeah. No, this is, you know, people don't even call it a hot tub. They call it more of a conversation pool. It's pretty big.
It's big, and it's warm, but it's not. When you think of a hot tub or a jacuzzi, you think of I'm sitting in it and I'm sweating balls. It's, I would say, maybe 100 degrees. It's not terrible.
Did you stick your hand in it today?
Is it cold?
It's not cold. It's about perfect.
Oh, then perfect. So over the last few days, we've had quite a bit of rain. And we'll tell you more about that.
Yeah, a little bit of rain here and there, which is fine. There's an outside area, and that's where the pool is out there, and there's a bar on that side. Then the bar kind of wraps around, and we're undercover here. Got a little roof area and some beautiful stonework and a big U-shaped couch back in this area, and a lot of seating back here as well. This is also one of the only two areas where they technically allow play. Now, let's face it, play probably goes on in other areas, but this is where it's officially allowed. And our guests are no stranger to that in this room, huh?
We'll talk about that in a second. So we need to rewind a little bit. We've got we got all of Monday and then Tuesday that we need to talk about. So Monday was kind of low key. I mean, we really didn't do a whole heck of a lot on Monday. I don't even remember back to Monday.
I'm so off track on my days that I don't... We excursioned on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, so let's just kind of skip Monday, because Monday, not a whole lot happened. You guys kind of slept in, and we didn't go to dinner together. You and I hit Suki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then we kind of called it earlier that night. We were tired on Monday.
What is that look?
I'm sitting here trying to remember what the hell did we do on Monday.
I think it was just an early, we hung out in the pool, and then we went to dinner. You guys napped for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, because we left and went to bed, and I think you guys said you follow us about a half hour later at the most. It wasn't a late night, yeah.
Yes, and the patio bed. So I do remember Monday.
Like we did something.
So, just to give you guys a visual, I guess, these balconies on the rooms, they have a little kind of, I don't know, a little coffee table, I guess, of some kind, and then two chairs, but they also have a patio bed on every balcony. Not a full-size bed by any means, but big enough to have fun.
Yeah, and they're super comfortable.
Yeah, they are. They also soak up a lot of water.
Yeah. So we all called it kind of early on Monday. Tuesday morning, we were up bright and early.
And I think that's why we called it early on Monday. We knew we were leaving the resort at 7:30 in the morning, which meant we had to get up by 6:30 and get out the door. And, yeah, so we didn't do a whole lot Monday night. But, yeah, as you mentioned, 7:30, we got picked up right at the front door. We actually arranged the excursion with the resort here. Temptation Grand did a great job. They actually have a resort excursion guy, but he resides over at the Temptation Resort, and as soon as we asked somebody, they were on the phone getting him over here to talk to us about excursions. So it was really good service on that part.
We were nervous because we had read some reviews about excursions booked from here and that they weren't good, so and for snorkeling, and we were very pleasantly surprised. Our driver picked us up at 7:30 and we were off, and I could have taken you away that would have been an hour longer, but I'm driving this way, and it was through the mountains, guys. And I'm not saying like it was a straight up and straight down. It was switchbacks and curvy as hell, like drop offs. He did an amazing job. We saw so much shit on the way up and down that mountain.
It was a 2-hour drive to get to our destination, and it was absolutely, everywhere you looked, you saw something different as we were going down the road. We got to see all kinds of little villages. We got to see all kinds of farms. Our driver did a pretty good job of pointing out, that's a sugarcane farm. That's a papaya farm. That's, you know.
Cacao trees through the mountains, and mango groves. And it was just, he stopped along the way at this little roadside stand and just like rolled down his window and hollered out. And the guy brought us over a papaya. He bought us a papaya. And yeah.
It was really neat. Yeah. So the drive, even though it was 2 hours long to get there, well worth it. And very entertaining just to sit in the car and see all that stuff. It was very cool.
It was out of our destination where we were being picked up by our boat was La Romana. Sorry.
That's one thing I noticed about being down here as opposed to Mexico. My Spanish is kicking in a lot more because a lot of these people, there is a lot of Spanish-speaking people here, even at the resort, some of the workers, just because they're so new and they haven't had that exposure yet to learn English a lot. But so it's kicked in a lot more down here. Yeah. It's weird.
It's great to try to learn at least.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Problem is that I get one or two phrases out, and then the expectation is I speak Spanish, and now you might as well just hit me in the head with a hammer.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
So
okay. I got to talk a couple more things about the drive. I don't know if it was because of the shoddy cell service. We were up in the mountains. Or what, but our driver didn't use GPS, and he'd only been to this destination twice, I think he said.
This was his second
time.
This was the second time going from Miches to La Romana.
Yeah. So every, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or so, he would just pull to the side of the road, flag somebody down, and ask him where to go. It was entertaining.
It was really cool. I don't know about anybody else, but when we got to our destination, and we pull up in front of this building, I'm like, this is sketch as shit. I'm like, you're just... We were asking for baños. We all had to pee by that point. And he's like, you follow me. And I'm like, I don't know you. And it wasn't our driver. And we weren't sure if our driver was staying with us or not.
At that point, yeah, we didn't know.
So... yeah, just one of the guys from the excursion place, you follow me, and I'm like, maybe. You're coming with
me. Coming, right?
Well, yeah. And it was weird because it was we had pulled into this cove, and we didn't realize it at the time because we came in from the roadside, of course. We couldn't see the water. And the front of the building was nothing special. It was a little run down and in a neighborhood that kind of looked the same. But, yeah, once you got inside, then it was beautiful.
Beautiful. It was gorgeous. And then so we all kind of made a pit stop to the potties. And then he says, you follow me downstairs. Okay. So we kept going down and down and down. And
it took us about 10 flights to get to sea level. Yes.
Yeah. And we get onto the boat. And we had to wait because it wasn't a private excursion. We had to wait for everybody and their brother to get there. And then we were shortly on our way.
Yeah, it didn't take long. It wasn't. We weren't sitting around for hours or anything.
And the trip over to, we were going to Catalina Island.
Right.
So, but we were stopping partway through to go snorkeling.
Yeah. So what they do is they anchor off of the island and let you snorkel out in the sea in the reefs below you and stuff, so you can see all that stuff. And then they take you onto the island, and you get to spend a little time on there and grab some lunch and do some snorkeling on there as well.
So let's talk about our snorkeling out in the middle first.
Okay.
So that was really cool. We tried out our new masks, guys, and. JD, if you don't mind, we will post the link to those masks. If you are avid snorkelers, they were great. So we saw some very large fish. It was very, very cool. We saw some of them tornadoing and feeding in giant balls.
It looked like a fish tornado. It was weird. They just kind of formed this column and just swam around in a frenzy eating whatever it was they were eating at that time.
And there were large schools of beautiful blue fish, and they would be right underneath you, and they would run into you. Yeah.
I do have a question. I guess we hadn't really talked about this. Did anybody see anything other than tropical fish? I mean, I think I only saw fish. I didn't see any starfish out there. I didn't see any tortoises.
I had this orange fish with black stripes on it ask me for directions. So,
we found him.
We found Nemo. Did he go, hello? No, I didn't. I was sad. Again, another location, another time of year, no turtles. I am not destined to see a sea turtle in my excursions of snorkeling. It will happen one day. We will find them.
Just going to have to keep traveling the world.
Yeah. So we were out there for about 50 minutes, 5-0. Had a great time. And so, Mr. Monroe, you normally don't like to snorkel because your masks don't seal properly.
That's correct. Yes.
Very much. And How was it this time?
No, that mask worked well. It did. Now, again, I'm not, I mean, I can swim. I'm a fairly strong swimmer, but I don't like to. So I only stayed in for about a half hour or so. And JD had let me use the full face mask, and it was great. Yeah, it worked great. So,
and we didn't have fins. I think if we had fins, that would have been a lot easier, just to adventure out a little more.
Yeah,
I did find myself fighting the current quite a bit.
A lot. Yeah.
So then after that 50 minutes, we all got back on the boat, and then we continued on to Catalina Island. Aside from the time that you're out in the water and you're snorkeling, I would say from the port over to Catalina Island, maybe a half hour. It wasn't long. It wasn't a long ride out there. So then
I was going to say, when we got back on the ship and made our trek over there, though, we had the I would call her the boat mom, she seemed like. Just this older Hispanic woman that kind of took care of everything, but she had made, it was her own rum drink of some kind that she had made and served it up to us. It was delicious.
It was a drink made out of sugar cane.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was an alcohol made out of sugar cane.
Oh, it was delicious.
It was good. It was very, very good.
Which that might be rum, now that I think about it.
No, I don't think it was rum.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, rum is made out of sugar cane.
Yeah, but they didn't call it rum.
No, they didn't.
They called it something else, and I don't remember what it's called. So then we went over to... We had to take two different boats. They pick you up in like a little dinghy. Yes, I said dinghy. They picked us up in a couple different dinghies.
Please don't use the word little around that.
Okay. And took us over to the island. Now, Catalina Island, to give you a little bit of history, is...
completely primitive. There are no establishment. Well, there's little beach bars, but there's no hotels. There's no... residences over there. It's completely a primitive island.
But those, when you say a beach bar, it's not actually a bar because they have to bring their own stuff over there. I think they like the each little outfit rents an area.
Right. Yeah, it's all owned by the government.
Little huts.
It's all grass. Grass thatched roofs. Yeah.
So we should talk about these dinghy transports, though.
These things,
and my numbers aren't going to be exact, but let's just say that these dinghies were designed for 20 people. They had 30 people on them.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, because I know on my trip over, I was sitting in the bow with some little kid. You know, there was a compartment. He was curled up in there. Yeah. That's how he got there. And I'm sitting on the bow, and there were people hanging off the back.
With four other people.
Yeah, with four other people, right. So there's no OSHA down here.
No. I think throughout the whole excursion, if we take anything away from it, Mr. Monroe just said, this is where we die. This is where we go to die.
Couldn't ask for a better place, though.
Well, yeah. Right. So we finally get over to the island, and they take us up, and this is where we're going to have lunch. And before they serve lunch, you have people that come up and say, hey, do you want pina colada, which was extra.
Yeah, they did charge a little extra for the specialty drinks. They had free beer and free rum drinks, I think, and different free rum, but free beer and something else.
Right. So when we say a pina colada, this is not just your regular small little one that you would get at the resort. They actually core out a fresh pineapple. They slice the pineapple and hang it over the sides of the fruit. It was amazing.
It was delicious.
Well worth the $10 a piece.
Yeah, that was amazing.
They did offer, you could up charge, I guess, different fish or lobster or shrimp. The lobster, it was a 5-pound lobster, and they did want $150 for it, and we opted not to do that.
Not for lunch.
No, not for lunch. But you... Exactly. So, Mr. Monroe, you did get the shrimp, and you shared a piece with me, and it was delicious.
It was very good.
It was very, very good.
Everything, they cooked it all right there on the island. They had a little open grill where they were grilling out all the, we had some, I think, ham and chicken and, yeah, and then the extra stuff. But
salad, rice, potatoes.
Pasta.
Yeah, it was, everything was delicious. So they gave us this, they had rice, but then it was like a tomato-y stuff that you put on, I put it on top of my rice. And for us Southerners, to me, it tasted like my grandma's okra and tomatoes. It was amazing.
I should mention, too, that they took the time out to actually slice up the papaya that our driver had bought for us on the way to the island.
So what is my new name?
Papaya. Well, of course, you get on the boat carrying a giant papaya. So, of course, all the guys singled in. Oh, you papaya.
Yeah, so for the whole trip, I was papaya.
After lunch, we kind of hung out and had some more cocktails. And then the ladies decided they wanted to do some more snorkeling at the beach there. Walking to the beach, within minutes, they were personally escorted into the ocean by our wonderful guide.
Yeah, Alfredo. So he was actually on the boat with us when we went from mainland to the island. He was on the boat with us, and he flagged us over. And at first, I was nervous about it because there was an area that you could get massages, and I thought he was saying, come for a massage.
Oh, I thought he was trying to sell us something.
Yeah, I really did. And he's like, no, you come here. And then I saw in the beach bed in front of him, he had the fins.
All the snorkeling stuff.
He had the snorkel fins. So that's what he was doing. He was preparing a water bottle with bread and our fins. And he's like, no, I take you out.
Now, let's be perfectly clear. We've had this conversation several times in the last few days with other people other than myself and Mr. Monroe. But had it been Mr. and Monroe and myself walking to the beach, nobody would have flagged us down. We would have been out there snorkeling by ourselves.
That is a fact, yes.
Not seen anything.
However, two beautiful women in swimsuits, hey, come on over.
Yeah, so I'm going to honestly say that was amazing. So
that was my favorite part of the whole excursion, was that little private tour. It was great.
Oh,
so
my
God. You guys got to do some cool stuff out there.
We really did.
What'd you do?
We got to hold a puffer fish, and he, like, would tickle it, and it would puff up really big.
He dove down to the bottom, so he must have spotted it down by the coral, and he dove down and he picked it up with his, he caught a puffer fish with his bare hands. Yeah, he grabbed it, and I didn't really know what he was trying to get me to do, but he wanted me to pet the puffer fish.
Yeah, it's hard to communicate when you're underwater.
It is. But then he handed it off to me first, and it would calm down in my hands, so it would deflate.
Shrink.
Yeah. It would deflate, and then he would tickle it, and
that's,
it would,
not a normal thing when you have something in your hands. You should point that out.
It's the opposite.
Right, but then he tickled it.
Are your hands cold?
Probably, yeah. And then he would puff back up. And then I handed it off to you.
Yeah, and he didn't puff up completely for me, but he would tickle it kind of like behind the gills, and it would just puff up halfway and then go back down.
Again, not a normal thing when you're tickling something with your hands.
He didn't have the right technique.
You got to work on your puffer fish, I guess.
So part of the other thing that he did, I had mentioned that he stuffed a water bottle with bread. And so before we got out, he was out into the water. He was saying, I'm going to put bread in your hand. Don't give it to them all at the same time. Just kind of rub your fists together, smush it, and they're gonna all feed from you. And they did. Oh my gosh, they like, I kind of got bit,
yeah.
Like nibbled. Yeah.
We had like a whole school of fish then that just swam with us until we were done with the bread, and they just would, they'd come up and they'd pick it right out of your fingers. It was so neat.
Yeah, but it was, I would say, anywhere from 50 to 75 fish just all around us, and they were all different species of fish. It wasn't just like one kind. And then another time he dove down into the, like, onto the floor, and he flipped a stone, and he picked up a couple starfish. And he put the starfish in our hands as we're, you know, kind of, we're trying not to get taken by the waves into the coral, but you didn't want to let go of this creature that's in your hand and crawling around. It was so cool.
Yeah.
How did that feel? I mean, was it like little suction cups?
Yeah, like little, I mean, I do not do spiders, but it was probably like, you know, a little spider crawling on your hand, yeah. All their little legs.
It tickled and not prickled, but you could tell that there was a little bit of a crosshair on there that gripped a little bit.
They kind of wrap around your fingers and around the edge of your hand, you know, it was
real. Yeah. And so, then he dove down another time, and he picked up sea urchins. And so we were hanging on to the sea urchins. And what happened to you, Mrs. Monroe?
I got pooped on by a sea urchin.
Hey, no kink shaming. If you're into that, I mean, that's cool.
I mean, scat play, it's all good.
Oh, God. Well, he was kind of cute.
He was cute in a prickly sort of way. He needed to shave a little.
It was cold in the ocean that day.
So he did. He also went down and he found us sea urchin shells, carcasses. And then also a couple of clam shells. Brought those to us.
Yeah, so you got some souvenirs that'll probably not make it home, but we'll try.
We're gonna try without getting them crushed because they're pretty fragile. Very, very fragile.
So you guys came back up to the island then, and about that time, it was time to get on the little dinghies.
No, but hang on. I got to tell you about my other thing when I was kind of just... We were maybe waist deep in the water, and I put my face down in the water again, and there was a fish. If he was from shoulder to fingertip, that's an underestimate. And he just was swimming underneath me, and I could feel him, like, he would, like, flick his tail, and it would, like, hit my stomach. And, like, he was just, like, hanging around right under me and in front of my face. And, yeah, he was huge, but it was so cool to see something that big that close to shore. I was shocked by it being that close.
I know you're shocked by things that are that big.
No, but okay.
So, yes, we got back up. You guys got back on shore maybe 15. Well, we did a little shopping at the little gift shop there and stuff.
Yeah,
and then
bracelets.
I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, we got back on the little skiffs again. We had to wait for the second one, the first one. I think that one might have had 50 people on it.
It was large.
Back on the boat and then headed back home at that point. So, all in all, we'd been there. Well, we got back on our boat around 3:30, so it was a long day out there hanging around.
Yeah, and then the drive back.
Yeah, the drive home on the boat was a little choppy. The wind had picked up, the waves got a little bit bigger, and I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes into the ride, something really strange happened. We're sitting there, and this another one of those little skiffs comes flying up beside us. We're thinking, okay, pirates.
This is where we go to die.
And when I say beside us, I mean right beside us. And they're jumping the waves and going crazy, you know, just flying. And then finally our boat captain shut our boat down. They shut theirs down and they docked up to us. It was the workers from the island. They had gotten off of their shifts. And so we don't have to wait around for them. That's how they get them back on the boat.
Because they have cleanup they have to do. So they quickly clean up, and because their boat is faster than our boat, they can catch up.
Yeah. And we come to find out later, what they were doing was showboating a little bit. They had the captain taking pictures of them jumping the waves next to us.
Right, but the water was big. So as they were tied off next to us, it hit a couple times. The nose of their boat was way over top of the railing of our boat. So if that gives you any like size comparison-wise, it was some big water out there.
Yeah, and they had a tough time actually getting off of that little boat onto ours. It was sketchy.
Yeah, I think actually at one point, the last time it hit, and it hit hard, the other guy I think he must have been the owner or manager of the operation, just like kind of waved him off, like, get, you're done.
Yeah, so.
Catch the next boat home.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else of note. We got back to the mainland at that point.
Oh, my gosh, watching them dock.
Yeah, dock that giant boat in that tiny cove. They pulled it into a slip that had no extra room whatsoever. They backed it into a slip that had no extra room. It was impressive to watch all that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then we hopped back in the van and came back to the resort. So another two-hour drive back.
This time driving back, it was a little faster because you didn't have to stop every 15 minutes for directions. It was a little nerve-wracking, but this is normal for them. It's not normal for us.
So one thing we did talk about, guys, just so you know, Meeches itself, the town, is really 2 hours from anything. It's 2 hours from La Romana. It's 2 hours from Punta Cana. So there's no excursions out here because there's no resorts out here. There's Temptation, and I think there's a Club Med down the road a little ways. Yeah. That's it. So to do an excursion, yeah, you're going to have to drive. I don't know now that there's more that, you know, because it was for a while just Club Med. Now that they're starting to get more resorts out here, that might pick up a little bit where they do more excursions out of Meeches. I don't know.
Yeah, I think maybe the Temptation name is a little bigger that they can start doing, like, the Boobs Cruise out here. Very much well worth it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Long day, but it really, really cool.
Yeah, we got back here at 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
So 7:30, it was 12 hours.
Yeah.
We went back to, first, we're like, drink, grab a drink. And then we went back to our rooms to get showered because we definitely needed it. Our hair was very sea crunchy.
I needed a nap. I took a nap. I crashed hard.
We tried. No, we didn't.
Not that night we didn't. We went down and grabbed dinner.
Because we said if we were to have fallen asleep and tried to nap at that time, we would have been asleep for the night.
Yep, that would have been it. We would have seen you in the morning.
Yeah, we would have just been done. So that night... we did not eat dinner.
You guys just got some sushi, I think.
No, was that the night we grabbed the sandwiches?
Yeah, we grabbed sandwiches when we came back from... We just grabbed sandwiches and ate them on our bed before we took showers.
That's what it was, yep.
Yeah.
Sandwiches and three desserts.
Yeah, we did. We're like, I want to try that one, and that one. And we're like, we're not going to eat all these. We just want to take a bite and try them. Yeah, we freaking ate them all.
We were hungry. It was a long day.
We were hungry. It was a long day. So then that night was uniform night.
Oh, my Lord. Your uniform was fan-freaking-tastic.
You like that one?
Yeah. She was dressed as a flight attendant in...
No.
Or I'm captain. I'm sorry. Sexist, I know. Sorry. Dressed as an airline captain and got lots and lots of compliments about Mile High Club and flying the friendly skies.
So let's talk a little bit about your theory.
Yeah, that's a good one. That actually brings up a good segue here. So I had this theory, I don't know, a couple days into the trip that because we're traveling as four, it's more difficult to approach us. Because I wasn't getting the same vibes that we get when we go just the two of us to RM. Of course, it could be the new resort, too. So I'm like, well, let's put this to the test. Actually, I think Mr. Monroe said, let's try it out. We'll stand over here. You guys stand over there and see what happens.
Yeah. So when we came down, we went to Lobby Bar first because by the time we showered and everything, it was time for the show to start shortly around there. And yeah, as soon as we came down, it was different. Not bad, not good, just different. You know, just.
I mean, let's be honest. People were probably approaching us because of your fucking outfit, but. No comment.
No.
Yeah, so we hung out down there. We actually got to know a couple of different couples, and actually we've hung out with them since. But
and then we had in between messaged Mr. and Mrs. Monroe and said, "Hey, going up to the room. Carmen's feet hurt. I had on some pretty high boots that needed to be changed." And we're going to go over to the other show on the Temptation side.
And that's the kind of cool thing with the entertainment here. They do the show here at Grand at 9:30, and then they do the show over at Temptation at 10:30. And that night, it was two entirely different shows. Some nights it's the same show, but some nights it's different like that. So we got to see two different entire shows. It was cool.
Yeah, so we messaged you and said, hey, we're going to go over to the Temptation side. We're going to watch the show. No pressure. Join us if you want to join us. So we went over there and we watched that show, and it was very, it was different than the first night. So the first night that we went over to the Temptation show, it was rock night. And it was
really cool.
So fun. And it was great music, and it was stuff we could dance to and just have a great time. The one that we went to that night, the show was great, but afterwards it was more of the techno music that we're like, I'm really tired and it's not worth the headache. So we left the show.
Now, was that, and here we go with the memory again, was that the night, that first night we went over to Temptation? No, it was the second time. Is that when we met, we'll call them...
Not Chicago.
Illinois, not Chicago. Not Chicago Crocs.
Ah, Crocs. Mr. and Mrs. Crocs, yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Crocs. Mr. Crocs and Mrs. I Hate Crocs. How's that?
There we go. Yes.
So I think because we met them as a group the night of the rock, the 80s okay. rock.
So that was the first night we went over.
No, it was the second night.
The jungle, they had jungle night over
there.
Yeah. Because they were here a couple days after us.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all right. So we met them
the night prior. Night. We met them Monday night.
Yes.
We met them Monday, and Tuesday we had our excursion, which you guys did not join us. And they were crashed out as well.
Right.
They never made it to over there as well, because that was their true day one.
Yeah.
That was their true day one. So you and I kind of looked at you, and you were raring to go. And this is true form where... JD is raring to go, and by that time of night, I was done, and I felt very guilty, but I'm like, I'm done.
I don't know what it is. For whatever reason, once I hear, it doesn't even have to be, most of the time it's live music, but any music, and start drinking a little bit, I could be dog tired as all hell, but all of a sudden I'm like, let's go!
Well, and the difference is when we got back to the room, you drank a TB16 and you had a Carajillo.
Yeah. That kind of kicked my ass a little bit into gear.
Right. By that time, from being on the boat and being tired, my stomach is going, I don't think I can handle that much caffeine.
Yeah. That was the night we crossed paths in the elevator. We went out as you guys were coming in.
Yes,
yeah.
Because you guys had a very long nap.
Yep.
Yeah. So
Did you guys find any fun that night?
We came up to the... We danced for a while. We never made it across to Temptation. We kind of missed that. But we danced up in the disco here at Grand for a while. And then we hit the playroom, just the two of us. There was other couples in there. I think that was about it. Danced a little more. Yeah. Oh, danced until they shut it down, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they shut it down, and then that was it. But, yeah. So we didn't actually... technically meet another couple in the playroom, but
I met some in the bathroom.
In the bathroom afterwards, yes. Yeah, so apparently they had noticed us. And so this playroom, again, you got, we'll go north to south. On the north side of it, you know, big bed, probably could hold 10, 15 people easy. Yeah. Well, this is a couple's resort, so 10 or 16 people easy. And then they've got what we call the choo-choo chair. So so it's one of those, I don't know how to describe it.
A liberator,
okay, all right. And then they've got these two circular beds that are in the middle of the room. And then on the south side, another big bed that can hold 10 to 14 people on it. And I think that was the bed that four of us broke in the first night, which was in our first recap. So, yeah, we went in there, and Mrs. Monroe just hot as hell. So had to take advantage of the circumstances. But we did. Oh, no, it was the first night when we used the Liberator and ended up scooting it all over the all over the room.
We grabbed one of the round beds.
Yeah, we grabbed one of the round beds this time. Yeah. And then yes, when we were done and put towels away and everything, that other couple introduced themselves to us. And then danced until it was done and went to bed.
It was really cool. It got really late. Maybe there was three other couples in the disco, and the bartenders were out there dancing with each other and like picking each other up and spinning and everything. Like, they're having a good time. Yeah. It was really fun to see.
That's fun. Yeah.
Shots for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first part of our Jacuzzi Lounge recording. Keep in mind, we started drinking at about 9 o'clock that morning. The Jacuzzi Lounge didn't open until 11. So we're probably 3 to 4 drinks in at this point. And we did have to stop the show to go get more drinks.
It's vacation.
It is. So you heard a lot of fun stuff in there. We talked about your excursion that you guys got to do some awesome snorkeling. I did some snorkeling too. Obviously the guys did, but we didn't do the really cool stuff.
We did cool stuff.
I know, you held a puffer fish. How many people can say that?
Right.
And then we talked about the theory of four.
Which was proven true.
I believe it was. I think we proved it. Which sucks, but interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, uniform night. Oh, Carmen in her uniform. It's a flight captain. Oh my God. Yeah. Actually, there's pictures on Facebook if you guys want to see it.
You liked it.
I love that outfit. That was outstanding. All right. So I guess that's all we really have for this week, guys. Coming up next week, you're going to hear more about the resort itself. Also, a wonderful discussion about butt plug friendly chairs. And a visual that I will never, ever get out of my head.
Well, what a teaser.
I know. Oh, you know what? I also wanted to throw out there, too. I know Mr. Monroe is so good at coming up with visions. I had a vision of my own today.
And what is your vision?
I'm not going to tell you. I got to talk to those that are involved first.
Oh.
So, see if we can make that vision a reality.
Do I get to know in advance?
I guess. It does kind of involve you.
Okay.
So, stay tuned for that down the road somewhere. We might make JD's vision a reality.
Oh.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you so much for listening. We would love to hear from you. Please shoot us an email. It's midwest3some@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, S-O-M-E, @gmail.com. You can find us on SLS under Lake S Couple or on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. I have been posting a lot of Carmen's theme outfits on there, so there's more to come as we get into part 3 of this show.
I better have approval.
You've got you already gave me approval on those. So we will continue to throw those up too and give you some ideas for team nights. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will see you guys next week for part 3.
Bye-bye.